Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Spindle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Spindle and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Clift reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Spindle moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Spindle moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spindle scores. Berardino scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Hefner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lobbs scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spindle takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground that hits Gallagher. Gallagher is out and Clift is safe at first. There goes Gallagher trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Clift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Lee reaches second base with a double. Tresh moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Krivic moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to third. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spindle hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tresh. Lobbs moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. McQuinn scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Cliff moves to second. Two outs. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.